I have issues with God and his fan club. I am an alcoholic, and I struggle with chronic pain, depression, and anger. So tonight, I am mostly talking to myself, and you guys get to listen in. We're going to ask the important question, how many times can I say the word expectations before it stops being a real word? I think that this is going to fall under Wendell's series on self-care, because when we manage our expectations, we set ourselves up for success and keep ourselves healthy. I have come to the conclusion that there are two basic sides to recovery. There's the emotional and what I'm calling the mechanical. The emotional, our relationships with God and each other, and the mechanical being how we interact with the world, unhealthy relationships with things like food or alcohol. I'm sure I'll come to some different conclusion this time next year, but that's okay. From the moment we are born, we have expectations. First, to our caregivers. Love, shelter, food. Reasonable expectations. It's only as we get older do we start to expect more out of life. After a while, when things stop going the way we expect, we learn how to self-medicate. I didn't get that promotion at work, so I turned to my old buddy Jack Daniels. I expected someone to have my back, but they threw me under the bus. So I resent them, and I take out my anger on someone else. We need to learn to manage our expectations of ourselves and other people. Now, managing your expectations and lowering them are not necessarily the same thing. After a while, you start to bottom out, and you don't have room to lower your expectations anymore. But sometimes you do. If you can't count on someone to be there for you, don't expect too much when you ask for their help. At the same time, we set reasonable expectations. If there's someone at work who always brings you down, you know that's going to happen. So why do you keep dealing with that person? Are you surprised by how it turns out? Every time you let go of something, it's going to fall to the floor. That person is that reliable. So you set a reasonable expectation and you avoid them. If you know that work sucks, expect it. That way, when you have a good day, you feel good. But if everything goes the way you thought it would, you're not disappointed. You were ready for it. Our expectations have physical effects as well. When our expectations are met, we get a hit of dopamine, a happy time brain chemical. When our expectations are exceeded, we get a bigger hit. But when they aren't met or things turn out worse than we thought, our dopamine levels drop. When we get a bad outcome, it sends a danger signal to our brain. It can trigger the fight or flight response. Now, the hard part for me is control, knowing what is in my control and, more importantly, what isn't. I cannot control other people's behavior, but I can control how I react to it. If someone knows how to push my buttons, it's going to make me angry, and I know that going into it. At the same time, if someone tells a funny joke, I can't help but laugh, whether I want to or not. You have to stay flexible. Set reasonable goals for yourself. It's why we say in the Serenity Prayer, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. If you have low expectations for yourself, it's a good way to feel happy in the short term, but you're not going to get anywhere. Right now, my expectations for myself are make it to tomorrow, and I don't have much room to lower them. When I get to tomorrow, it's a small win, but I don't get anywhere, really. If I want to go somewhere, I have to raise my expectations for myself. Now, this part's going to be controversial. I'm going to talk about cars. Cars are a good metaphor for how we react to things. You can control your own vehicle, but you can't control the other drivers or the terrain. Raise your hand if you know how to drive a stick. A lot more people than it is in a younger crowd. So how do you slow down and stop? You hit the clutch, you put it in neutral, you release the clutch, and then hit the brakes. Sometimes we need to slow down and come to a full stop. Check the map. We talked about this in small group a few weeks back. this is a good time to take inventory. You get your bearings, figure out how to get to where you want to go by knowing where you are and seeing where you've been. Sometimes we need to change gears too. When you're towing something or driving up a steep hill, you go down a gear. You get more torque that way, but you sacrifice speed. If you're in low gear, you can climb up mountains. Slow down. It's not a race, but a journey. The same thing happens in reverse. If you're going downhill or you hit ice, you go up a gear. That way, you don't get as much torque, and if your tires grab onto the ice, you're not going to go shooting out in front of you. And when you make a turn, you don't hit the clutch, put it all the way in neutral. You just downshift. That way, you don't lose any of your engine speed. All of that applies to driving an automatic too, but, you know. I feel like I'm going to get more flack for what I just said than anything I have ever said in front of people.
Only on your way.
Only on my way. So where does God fit into all of this? I've had this question rumbling in the back of my head for a while now, but what can we realistically expect from God? Can our expectations be too high? Are we setting up God for failure? Sometimes we expect to be able to turn on and off God like a faucet. Grace becomes a commodity. Grace becomes something we can control when we think we need it. God turns into an ATM, something we hit up on our way to something else. And when we commodify grace, it becomes something you can buy and sell. The prosperity gospel folks say that if you plant a seed of money, you will grow back more than you can imagine. You are literally paying for God's blessing. And that can't be right, can it? And if you can buy it, you can sell it. In the 1500s, the Catholic Church sold indulgences. It's a little slip of paper that is good for one free sin. The church sells you less time in purgatory. Some churches today sell their idea of God. They think their interpretation of Scripture is the only right interpretation and that everybody else has it wrong. They have the truth, the right way to read the Bible, and everyone else is leading you astray. If you say this magic incantation, you automatically get into heaven with no further effort on your part. God becomes a gatekeeper, a bouncer at the bar. You put your name on the list and you get in while everyone else is out in the cold. So what can we expect from God? And this is where it gets kind of tricky. When we first start our relationship with God, everything is great. You see life with rose-tinted glasses and nothing can bring you down. Part of my story, for those of you who know, is that I've struggled with my faith for a long time. And I've come to this epiphany that maybe my problems with God are that my expectations are too high. I think sometimes that faith should be a constant high. That feeling you get at a tent revival or when the band is great, but that feeling fades, and it's going to have ups and downs just like the rest of life. All I see of other people's faces is on Facebook, so putting your best foot forward is what we're supposed to do. So I have to ask myself regularly, are my expectations too high? People think that God only shows up in the obvious places, a good sermon, that magical incantation, a powerful moment in a song. But that puts limits on God. Puts him in our tiny little box. And we expect him to stay in that box and open it when we want to. But God shows up when he wants to. A sunrise, a cup of coffee with a friend, a really good nap. Pastor Wayne talks about looking for what God is doing in someone else's life. And you're not looking to see if God is doing something in their life, but what. God is always working on us, whether we're aware of it or not. When we know what to expect from God, that's when the real fun begins. Everything opens up. And when you go looking for God, no matter where you look, you'll find him. But don't expect big changes all the time. Sometimes it is something little, like whistling at work to pass the time instead of just staring at the clock waiting to go home. And that begs the question, what does God expect from us? I think, and this is just me, that he expects our presence. Anyone who is in a church, for whatever reason, is looking for God, whether they know it or not. He works in us, whether we see it or not, whether someone else sees it or not. Show up and show out. If we expect that God high all the time, we end up using religion as self-medication. Just be. God doesn't expect perfection because he knows he won't get it. And we can expect something like that for each other. We're all looking for God. We're all looking for what God can and will do in our lives. Be here for each other, right where you are. The honest living room version of yourself. I was listening to the radio Tuesday, driving back from E-Town, taking my son to his mom, and I heard an interview with Flea, the bass player for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's got a new memoir out, and he was talking about his relationship with his stepfather. And he said something that really stuck with me. He said, "People love how they know how." Think about that for a second. What you think love looks like comes from our first caregivers. If your family of origin is screwed up, it's going to screw you up. But love is still love. When religious people go out and proselytize, they are acting out of what they believe love is. They care enough about you to go door to door, handing out and printing pamphlets. That is what love looks like to them. I grew up a classically trained, codependent Italian, so love is food to me. Sharing a meal, sitting around the table, causing a ruckus. These are both love in their own ways. People love how they know how. And so what all this means is that we need to learn how to manage our expectations. And that takes time and practice. We get to learn from the people around us. We get together before to hang out, and people stand in little clusters afterward. We help each other, and we depend on each other. We've come to expect that because we've built it here. You can't necessarily expect that from the real world, but don't let that stop you. Look for God in everyone and expect him to show up. But don't let your expectations bring you down. Haters are still going to hate, and you have to know that. When people bring you down, it is okay to minimize your time with them. And when you can't do that, just know what to expect out of them. A low bar is easy to clear. At least for me, when I know what to expect, I tend to self-medicate less. Talking to that person at work or a bad day, it doesn't seem to hit me as hard when I know what to look for. So take it easy. Be excellent to each other. That's all I got.